Greetings and welcome to SPI Energy's earnings call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Randy Conone, Senior Vice President of Investor Relations and Finance. Randy?
Thank you, Paul. Joining me on the call today are SPI Energy's Chairman and CEO, Denton Peng, as well as our COO, H.K. Chung. Before we begin, the company would like to remind everyone that various remarks about future expectations, plans, and prospects constitute forward-looking statements for purposes of safe harbor provisions under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. SPI cautions that these forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause their actual results to differ materially from those indicated, including risks described in the company's filings with the SEC. Any forward-looking statements made on this conference call speak only as of today's date, Monday, April 4th, 2022, and SPI does not intend to update any of these forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that occur after today. I'd now like to turn the call over to SPI's Chairman and CEO, Denton Peng, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Randy, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm proud to report our team delivered a strong double-digit top-line growth again in year 2021. Importantly, we fortified our foundations in multiple business segments, including expanding our residential solar operations and the product offerings, developing new utility and commercial scale solar projects, driving innovation and commercial success in our burgeoning EV segments, and strengthening our team at all levels and across all of our organizations. We have closed $14.7 million placements at $10.79 per share, and also secured attractive financing to fuel our expanding operations, including four convertible promissory notes, each with a $20 per share conversion price, raising a total of nearly $17 million. Our strengthening position across both our solar and EV operations has enabled us to attract and retain highly experienced team members to driving new innovations and growth moving forward. Over the many successes of 2021 have significantly strengthened our foundation for future growth. I believe SPI is now stronger than it's ever been. We are in a great position to unlock value as we accelerate growth in the quarters ahead. I will now turn the call to our Chief Operating Officer, HK, to cover our operations and the key success in greater detail. HK.
Thank you, Denton, and good afternoon, everyone. As Denton has noted, we achieved many milestones across all facets of our business in 2021. I'll begin with some further insight into our accomplishment in our various business units. So we continue to maintain strong market share in Australia for our solar use business. SolarJuice provide end-to-end smart and clean energy solutions to residential and commercial customers. We focus on roofing, solar, battery, EV charger product and services, and by developing a sustainable software and hardware platform, so we achieve a high degree of standardization and fast penetration into the marketplace. With whole value chain expertise, we are able to provide low-cost and high-performance products and solutions. We have signed more than 5,000 B2B accounts since inception and maintain approximately 700 active customers orderly monthly. So we have delivered more than 900 megawatt solar modules, 2 gigawatt of inverters, and more than 75 megawatts in batteries. In addition to proprietary products, we distribute for many of the top brands, including Tesla, REC, Hyundai, Fronius, SMA, and more. Our acquisition of the asset of Peterson Dean in February 2021 has accelerated our entrance into the U.S. residential solar market. At its peak, Peterson Dean is the largest residential roofing company in the U.S. and the leading solar installer in California and other top markets, generating $345 million in sales in 2019 across five states. So we were able to acquire the Peterson Dean asset at extremely attractive terms after the company fell into bankruptcy in the wake of COVID in 2020. So with California leading the way with the mandate on home builders to install solar system beginning last year on all new home construction, we are in a great position to benefit from the market tailwinds. Peterson Dean Solar for America brand is well recognized in California and throughout the U.S. Building on this foundation of strength, we launched a new Solar for America website in 2021 that showcases our brand of solar modules, batteries, smart roofing products, and services. We also launched our high-efficiency solar modules, our residential battery storage solutions, C&I outdoor energy storage cabinet solution, as well as a new cloud-based solar monitoring and maintenance program, all under Solar for America. Moving forward, we plan to evolve our solar juice and Solar for America businesses from their current installation and distribution focus to complete a smart home energy solution provider with in-house sales and installation complemented by a growing franchise and dealership model to provide quick expansion into new markets. Now turning to our commercial and utility scale solar operation under SPI Solar and Orange Power. SPI Solar started business in California in 2006 and has delivered some of the most recognizable solar PV projects in the world, including the Staples Center in Los Angeles and the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. Through long-term relationship with leading component suppliers, we are able to offer the best price to performance for our customers. Our current U.S. development pipeline includes a 117-megawatt solar project in Maryland, a 78.4-megawatt solar project in Illinois, 10.24-megawatt across two trenches of solar project in Maui and Kona Island of Hawaii, 6.5-megawatt solar project, and 5.45 megawatt hour energy storage project in Massachusetts. Also, 10 projects of 1 megawatt each in Central Greece of Europe. To better capitalize our growing opportunities in both the U.S. and Europe, we launched Orange Power in 2020. Orange Power owns and operates a portfolio of distributed energy resources, including solar PV and storage. Through long-term power purchase agreements, Orange Power sells energy to creditworthy off-takers, resulting in stable and predictable cash flows. Moving forward, we plan to continue to acquire solar projects in various stages of development, including new construction projects, to increase the asset base and drive the growth. We currently have approximately 16.8 megawatts in operation under Orange Power. 20 megawatts under construction in the U.S. and our partner of project could add up additional 440 megawatts over the next 4 years. Our EV business, which was first launched in the second half of 2020, saw tremendous progress last year, thanks to the pioneers' work of our all-star team. Phoenix Motor Cars surpassed 3 million all-electric miles for its EVs last year, and we are continuing to move forward with the plan to spin this potential high-growth business off in an IPO as a way of unlocking additional value for our shareholders. In addition to advancement in EV development, Phoenix launched a full range of EV charging solutions for the U.S. market last year, as well as a new long-life cycle lithium-ion electric forklift for warehouse operations. Complementing the success of Phoenix Motor Car, our Edison Future business debuted its first all-electric pickup truck and delivery van prototype at the LA Auto Show in the fourth quarter of last year, both vehicles employing our patent pending proprietary solar retractable roof technology. We also entered the electric scooter market last year through Edison Future's acquisition of a shared technologies asset, launching the Zoomer 2 scooters and opening an Amazon store either for the company Ride Zoomer electric scooter business. Lastly, important to all facets of our EV business, we secure a long-term supply agreement with a leading global battery manufacturer last year, which will be key as well scale operation moving forwards. So I will now hand the call back to Randy for a discussion of our financial performance in 2021 as well as our guidance for 2022. Randy, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, HK. This is the company's first year filing as a U.S. company on Form 10-K. Meanwhile, we moved our headquarters to California last year. We look forward to providing investors with the increased transparency and timeliness of reporting our performance on a quarterly basis. For fiscal 2021, our net sales increased nearly 17% to $162 million, up from $138.6 million in 2020. Revenues continue to be mainly driven by increasing sales from our solar business lines, although we expect EV revenues to represent an increasingly larger share of overall revenues moving forward. Our cost of revenues, which consists primarily of raw materials and labor cost, increased to $151.4 million in 2021, up from $121.8 million in 2020, and in line with our increased sales. Our gross profit decreased to $10.6 million in 2021, with gross margins coming in at 6.6% for the year. The decrease in gross margin was primarily a result of negative gross margins from inefficient operations of our new roofing and solar systems installation business when we first acquired these assets. General and administrative expenses were $41.8 million, or 25.8% of net sales in 2021, up from $13.5 million in 2020. The increase was mainly due to increased expenses from our expanding EV business, as well as the increased expenses related to our roofing and solar installation business unit that was acquired in February 2021. Total operating expenses were $52.1 million in 2021, representing approximately 32% of net sales. The Petersen-Dean Contracts acquisition also drove an increase in our sales, marketing, and customer service expenses, which were $7.6 million in 2021, up from $2.2 million in 2020. Interest expense was $5.1 million in 2021, up from $3.8 million in 2020, mainly due to an increase in our convertible bonds and other borrowings. Together, these and other factors resulted in a net loss of $4.8 million in 2021, up from a net loss of $6.3 million in 2020. As of December 31st, 2021, we had $17.8 million of cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash, and the total book value of our assets was $228 million. Now, turning to the year ahead, our residential solar business is expected to remain a primary revenue driver in 2022, with EV sales accelerating as the year progresses, and we estimate an overall revenue range of $200 to $220 million for 2022. This range takes into consideration ongoing logistics and supply chain challenges. We look forward to sharing our ongoing successes with you in future updates. We'll now open the call for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, It may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question is from Tate Sullivan with Maxim Group. Please proceed with your question.
Hello. Thank you all. Good day. First question on the 22 revenue guidance of 200 to 220, and you gave details on the accelerating revenue growth. Can you talk about what changed? I believe your guidance range increased from March to 200, 220, from 190 to 210. Can you talk about what changed in the last month, please?
I think it's been fairly consistent. So in percentage terms, as we mentioned in the call, the EV contribution should go up a little bit, but you know, it's an estimate, and I think we were in, you know, the sort of 200 range before, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And then can you talk a little bit about the decision to mention the solar manufacturing business in the United States and where you plan to have capacity go, and what are you selling mostly to external customers? Are you selling partly to Solar Juice? Can you talk more about that solar manufacturing business, please?
Sure. That's a new initiative of Solar Juice, the residential and small commercial division of SPI. And initially, we're going to be manufacturing the solar panels in Sacramento, California. We're in the process of purchasing and installing equipment to do so, and that'll be an ongoing project through the rest of this year. We'll produce some solar panels this year, and you know, we expect to produce a much larger number next year once all the equipment gets installed and is operating.
Thank you. And then one more from me, please, for Phoenix. And the 10K indicated $11.1 million of backlog for both the blend of vehicles and electric drive systems. Can you give a rough, is that a 12-month backlog, or what are the variables to deliver that backlog, please, in terms of timing?
I think it's less than that. It's probably, I'm you know, not exactly sure, but I think it's probably two or three quarters.
Okay, great.
Yeah, most of EV, the backlog will be delivered, you know, here for sometime this year.
Right.
Excellent. Okay, thank you for the details.
Thank you.
Hey.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. Thank you. Our next question is from Mike Samuels with Birdcal Fisher. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thanks a lot, and it looks like a great quarter, guys. Could you just go over a little bit in terms of, like, how long you think it'll be till profitability or free cash flow?
So we're expecting to be, I would say, at the cusp of free cash flow later this year. By division, the solar division will be generating cash flow, and the EV division is going to be burning some cash in the near term as we ramp it up. So when you blend them for SPI, they offset somewhat. But as we mentioned, all the solar division is much larger, so it should have a disproportionate impact.
Okay.
Yeah, we have okay. Total three business. The utility solar business already profitable, because it's just selling electricity to the grid. And we have a residential solar division in Australia. It's always profitable. And now it's Australia plus US. We are in the ramping up to be profitable very soon. And the EV business maybe takes some time to be profitable because we still need to invest a lot of money for engineering and R&D. So, but also in our, we see the part of our business for commercial is already starting. So we probably near term so can be profitable. But in the EV business, may take some time. So the business, so we have three business. Two business is very soon we'll be profitable. Another business for EV may take some time.
Right, and if you spin off the EV, then the solar side itself should be doing very well at that point.
Yeah, but even if we spin off the EV, we still make a shareholder. We still consolidate the book of the EV business.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from DJ Johnson, private investor. Please proceed with your question.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. At the beginning of the call, you mentioned per share, if I remember the per share value, it was 10.50 something. I missed a little bit of that. Could you just comment on that a little bit more?
There was a reference to a private placement where we raised some money at that amount. It's not a market price.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clear that private placement. Thank you.
Yeah, last year we have equity raise about $10.79 per share.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call. Oh, one moment. There is a question in the queue. Our next question is from Tate Sullivan from Maxim Group. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you. I think earlier in the call, just going back, did you mention Peterson Dean had $345 million in revenue in 2019 from five states? Is it reasonable to expect it to get back to that level or much below that due to just the bankruptcy process? And did I hear that number correctly, please?
Yeah, yes, that's the number we quoted, Tate. It's possible we could exceed that number. It's going to take a few years to get there, but we're analyzing the current footprint, which is mostly West Coast and Western states, and looking to expand that both in the existing geography and possibly to other places in the United States. So the longer term expectation is that we'll be in many more states, and the goal is to get to an even larger number over several years.
Thank you, Randy.
Sure.
Thank you. The trade questions at this.
Still very low. It's a single-digit percentage nationwide. So there's a lot of white space in this industry.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Randy Cannone for any closing comments.
Thank you, Paul. You know, I would just close by saying all of our divisions have very great potential, both this year and over the next 5 to 10 years, both in the two solar divisions, residential, and the larger scale commercial and utility division, and in the electric vehicle division. There should be substantial growth in all of those areas. And the company is also contemplating some transactions that should unlock shareholder value over the next year or two. So I would encourage actual and potential investors to keep apprised of the developments for the company, and we expect that there will be some very positive developments both in the coming quarters and years.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.